The Swedish parliament has voted in favor of the government's proposal to stop issuing permanent residence permits for some groups in Sweden. It will mainly impact some refugee groups and their families. People here on work permits won't be affected. The government has argued that Swedish rules for international protection and asylum should be aligned with the EU's minimum requirements, which it argues will achieve better integration and decrease asylum-related immigration to Sweden. The changes in the law come into effect on the 12th of July this year. Outside Parliament at lunchtime today, a man was arrested after attempting to take a handgun from one of the armed guards stationed outside an entrance into the Riksdag building. A spokesperson for Stockholm Police tells newspaper Dagens Nyheter that the man's motive is unclear. The man in his 40s was wrestled to the ground by a group of armed guards. Region Jönköping comes in for heavy criticism from the Health and Social Care Inspectorate, known by its Swedish acronym IVO. It follows the much-publicized cases of a cardiologist at the regional hospital Ryhov in Jönköping giving a large number of children a clean bill of health when in fact they had heart conditions. IVO declares that the region had not taken the necessary precautions or done follow-ups and that it hadn't reacted to warning signals when they should have. The cardiologist remains under investigation by IVO. As for Region Jönköping, they have until August the 31st to present their planned measures. And police might use drones for surveillance of central Stockholm on occasion of the royal couple's golden wedding anniversary this Saturday, the 13th of June. A permit has been issued for drone surveillance from 12 noon until 10 in the evening over the Old Town, Gamla Stan, where the royal palace is located, as well as over the central business district, parts of Östermalm and Djurgården, and the island of Skeppsholmen. Those were the headlines from us at Radio Sweden today. I'm Sujay Dutt, wishing you a terrific Tuesday evening.